awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
All right, do you want to start it since you're back?
I was going to start it. Hello, this is Cody Goff. I'm here with the Brian Noonan Show web-exclusive podcast. And Brian and Roger Badish is here. Brian Noonan's here. Everybody's here. It's great. We've been streaming on Facebook Live for several minutes, agonizing minutes, talking about various
things. Yeah, why is it always so hard?
You seem very down on me right now.
Not at all.
I thought everything was quite fine.
No, not at all. Not at all. I know Roger was upset that he wasn't in the shot, so we'll figure that out.
I'm okay with
it. I wish we had asked about the starting the thing at the beginning. That would have been smoother.
We've never done a pre-show meeting in 9 years.
So we'll do it that way. Next week we do it this way. Everything starts at the same time, then Facebook gets cut off, and then we move on.
All right.
All right? So welcome back.
I've been happy with everything.
I think you're a happy guy.
It's our thing.
I'm not happy with the Beats. They're giving me a headache. That's the problem.
The beats really are bothering me.
Use a little earbuds like I do.
I like to shut everything out.
I got some old Koss headphones.
I got to get some big giant.
Yeah. Oh, these are big.
Semi headphones. All right, listen. Cody's back from France. No, Spain. Where'd you go? Portugal? Where'd you go? Turkey? Hungary? Where were you at? You were somewhere across the ocean.
It's all very different.
Were you
places.
In the UK? Chechnya? Where'd you go?
I actually was in the UK for 24 hours.
See, I knew you were somewhere.
Roughly.
Well, welcome back from Madrid.
Thank you.
Madrid, Spain. España, as we like to call it. No one calls it that.
I call it España.
Do you? I call it España. It sounds fun.
When I was over there and I had to fill out a web form of any sort.
What do you mean a web form?
A web form for something.
Were you cyber shopping in España?
I was on my computer because I worked, remember?
Sure you did work.
So if I was...
Oh, it was a working holiday. I didn't know.
It was a half working
holiday.
More holiday
than work, but still he worked.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask you that. Did you have to get a visa to work?
Yeah, work visa, yeah.
I mean, I didn't get one.
Oh.
I don't think.
International incidents. Is that what's happening here? Have you violated so many international laws?
I don't know how that works. I work for a multinational global corporation. I'll assume they took care of all the legalities.
Yeah, he assumed again.
Well,
listen, if they didn't, they're the ones in trouble. You're already back. They're not going to come get you. Spain is not going to try to extradite you back to...
2 o'clock in the morning. Boom, 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 boom.
I mean, I wasn't taking...
Señor.
Some Spaniards. Crazy Spaniards. I picture...
Spanish Inquisition.
Yes, conquistadors coming to Cody's house with the helmets and the big spears. And hey, come back with us.
They call it, help me. They call it the Holy Inquisition over there.
Oh, sure.
Why would they call it the Spanish Inquisition?
We know who was inquisiting. It was us.
Yes.
It was our Inquisition.
Lots of inquisiting.
So this is exciting for many reasons. One, because you had an adventure, which we always like to celebrate. Two, my daughter is starting that same adventure, but for a 4-month stretch in a week. And three, it looks like I will also be leaving the country. Which many people are now going, thank God, woo! No, but I'll come back. Ha ha, that's how I get you. That's the trick. I leave the country, and then I psych, I come right back. So we need to know as much as we can about Spain.
Can we also talk about how weird it is that we're going to the same place?
It is very
strange. Of all of the places in Europe for your daughter to study.
It's a big world. And she's been to Madrid before. She's going back to Madrid. Cody was now in Madrid with his lady fair.
Yeah.
And have you been to Madrid?
No.
No.
No. Right. We probably flew over it.
International airspace? Yeah,
international airspace.
Again, some sort of problem.
Yeah, we went to England and then we switched planes in London and went to Italy.
Oh. Well, yeah. Roger, it's a requirement for the show now.
Yeah.
To go to Spain.
You have to have been in Madrid. You're going to have to go.
You know, I'll get one of the board games out that has Spain
Risk.
On it. Risk.
Take Risk.
Yeah,
get Risk.
I'll try to conquer Spain again.
Okay.
You know.
I'm looking forward to it.
You sound so happy.
I don't. You know what? I'm not. I have a desire to see the world.
Right.
On paper, it all sounds great. I really do. There's so many places in the world I want to go. If only I had time and money. But now that it's upon me, I'm like, because I'm a creature of habit. You know that. I'm very static.
Sure.
And I look at things, pictures of different places. Like I look at the picture of where my daughter is staying, the Airbnb that she and this other girl have rented in Madrid. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun if you're 20. You know, and she is, so that'll be fine. And hotel, everything smaller over there? That's what I hear. When you go to Europe, everything is smaller.
Yeah, generally. Mm-hmm. Right. A little bit
bathrooms
less.
Bathrooms are smaller.
Really?
Yeah. We had small bathrooms in England.
Like short? Like
No.
Lilliputian?
Thinner.
Thinner. Well, thinner. Thank God I'm a little thinner than last time if I tried to go.
You'll make it.
It will be easier for you. It's not like Italy, though. I mean, Italy,
is
there are,
way
are
thinner.
Places
yeah.
where things are just packed, and the streets are—you can barely fit a car through everywhere. So, Spain, I didn't find Madrid particularly compacted.
I have to go upstairs. I'm so sorry to leave.
Oh, you have a job to do, Roger.
I've got another job to do.
All right, next week we're going to try to get this happening a little quicker, so you can jump in.
Sounds good.
We're glad to have you.
Have fun.
Always
a
pleasure.
Careful on your trip to Spain.
I'm not leaving after the show. Not being
or are you? Surprise! It's the $1 million flight.
When is he leaving? Oh. All right. So, first of all, tell us where you stay. Where did you stay? At a hotel? Did you squat in a public area?
Right. So, to frame the whole trip.
Yes, you have a whole lot.
There. I have notes again.
Follow your notes.
To frame the whole thing, I want this podcast to kind of be a... I kind of designed it for you.
Okay.
A little bit, knowing that you
that.
Are a creature of habit, as you mentioned. And some of the things that will surprise you the most kind of right away. And
I'm in Spain.
One that you're in Spain, that will be... España.
España will frighten me.
España
scares me.
I'll mention just a couple overall observations, a couple things to keep in mind that are very different, a couple things about the food specifically, because we all have to eat.
Yes. Have you found that's the question most people will ask when you go somewhere? It doesn't matter if you go to Spain or if you go to Arizona. How was the food? Well, I was in Arizona. I went to Burger King. Oh, was it different? Yes, it was phenomenal.
Dude, Burger King has more advertisements in Madrid.
Are you kidding?
Than anywhere I've ever seen. Every street corner, you can get 9 chicken McNuggets for €1.49. I have it memorized.
And how much is that in American money?
About $2.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, you're going at a good year because the conversion rate from euro to U.S. dollars is very,
very
good
nice.
Right now.
Well, that's why I picked this time to go.
Of course.
Of course.
I knew you knew that.
I'm on the global monetary circuit every day checking my trades.
So I stayed in an Airbnb. The reason I went is because my girlfriend teaches Spanish and she had a month, high school Spanish. She had a month off. She figured, well, I should probably immerse myself in some Spanish over the summer. I'll go somewhere. I said, let's do Madrid. So she got an Airbnb for a month, and the idea was that I would join her for a couple weeks during that. And it also so happens that my day job, which is a global multinational, has an office in Madrid. And I asked my supervisor.
You work for Dow Chemicals, don't you?
Sure do.
All right.
Does Dow Chemicals have a thing in Madrid?
They're global.
Yeah, that's true. No, but I've heard of Dow Chemicals. Good reference. Why did you reference
that? Because I went with a big multinational that I knew you would never work for.
Oh, that's true. So, actually, a bunch of my coworkers used to work at Dow.
Oh, really?
I think the person that hired me worked at Dow.
I have a weird mental... See, once I broadened my horizons to embrace global travel, now it's all... Everything's firing.
It's like how we're
all
both...
All my synapses.
It's like how we're both going to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
that's
some
right.
of that pre...
Exactly. I'm ready to go.
Precognition. Yeah, right. Sci-fi. So I worked out an agreement where I would work out of our Madrid office for a week and then take a week vacation.
Yeah.
So that's how I pulled off 2 weeks there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
you got paid for a week and then you partied for a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you partied for 2 weeks and you got paid for a week.
Actually, I ended up working harder in the Madrid office than I did in Chicago.
Because, really?
Because I'm the global coordinator for – I don't want to get into details because everything's very – you know.
Very hush hush.
Hush hush. But
corporate secrets and whatnot.
I'm the global guy in marketing for a part of our team, and so you know they wanted FaceTime with me and me to give presentations and trainings and things like that. So I ended up I was working 9-10 hour days every day that week.
All right.
So that did not feel like a vacation, but it was cool because then I get out and then I walk 20 minutes back to the Airbnb in
Perfect.
Madrid. So I got to experience it.
Wow.
But we stayed in a neighborhood just northeast of the center of Madrid, just a bit northeast, a higher income neighborhood, kind of like a river north of Chicago.
Oh,
or
fancy.
Actually more like a Gold Coast or a Streeterville.
Really?
Yeah, a bit pricier. So, you know, if we wanted to grab breakfast outside, it was going to be, you know, 20-30% more expensive than anywhere else in the city.
Oh, nice.
So we ended up traveling a lot. But I would say that was pretty cool, and we were just situated near the center, but we didn't want to really be in the touristy part either.
Okay.
Because
you're hipsters even in Europe.
So actually, we went to a hipster neighborhood. There's a neighborhood called Malasaña.
Okay.
And your daughter's going to want to remember this neighborhood.
Malasaña.
Yeah, I'm sure she will end up going there.
Yeah.
Because we went on a Friday or Saturday night at around, and everybody goes out later there.
Okay.
Like way later. I mean, we left
6:30, 7?
We left the apartment one night at 1 a.m.
What? To go out?
To go out.
At 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go to sleep. I can't.
You can, because you don't have to really adjust your timetable at all.
Is that right?
Just don't deal with jet lag. Just stay on American time. You'll be fine.
All right, baby. Oh, 1 o'clock in the morning. Going out at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it gets oppressively hot. I mean, the high every day, the second week there, was 103 degrees.
Oh, no.
Every single day. And it's a drier heat, so it's not like...
So it was an oven. I don't like that analogy.
It was an oven. And that's why people go out later. They go out to dinner at 9 or 10 a lot of times.
Oh, wow.
And just sit around eating until 1 or 2 in the morning. But we went to this neighborhood, Malasaña, and it's a bunch of – it's a super hip area, tons of people just everywhere, all in their early 20s, mid-20s, all just drinking, lots of bars, lots of cool places. And I went to an absinthe bar there.
Yes.
They called La Absinthe.
La Absinthe.
And had some absinthe.
And that's wormwood alcohol, correct?
I think so.
I believe so.
Maybe?
Now, it used to be very hallucinogenic and dangerous, and people, is it...
No, I feel like drinking absinthe now is like drinking Four Loko now.
Yes.
Because, you know, Four Loko used
major
to have...
Major crash on the north side. 6 people injured, 5 seriously.
Oh, this happened last week, too. Roger made an appearance on the podcast. So don't feel bad. We've done that.
Well,
we always welcome Roger back.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have... We know his presence is felt here on the podcast.
Yeah. So what do you want to know about Madrid?
Well... I tell you what I want to know. I want to know that we are going to say goodbye to our friends on Facebook Live. If you want to continue listening to this podcast, which you should, you need to go to WGNradio.com. And also, I will remind you here as well, if you'd like to go see Tony and Tina's wedding, it's TonyLovesTina.com, and then use the promo code Noonan10, and you'll save $10 on the ticket. So thank you for watching us on Facebook Live. We always appreciate that. Thank you for listening to us on the radio, and thank you for listening to us on WGNradio.com, where you'll hear the rest of Cody's adventure, and we'll talk more about Spain after this. Bye-bye. I just want to know what it's... All right, from a dad perspective, I want to know if you felt safe because, as I mentioned during the regular show, Molly is starting to freak a little bit about security and just, the possibility of terrorism, et cetera.
Sure.
And so did you feel safe? Because she's staying right in city center.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 10-minute walk from where she's going to school. And just tell me a little bit that way about, how you felt as a city, because she's used to being in a major city.
Sure. I at no point at anywhere felt unsafe anywhere. It just 100% felt like an utterly safe place. And we walked around all over. We walked everywhere in Madrid. We took public transit late at
night. How was the train?
Because
I know there were, when she was there in high school, there were some reports of pickpocketing and one of her friends got... his wallet stolen and stuff. But again, I realize that can happen anywhere. It's not just a Madrid thing. But when you were on the public transportation, how was that?
I mean, honestly, the only remotely shady characters I saw were the street vendors in the city center.
Oh.
So in that kind of Times Square, and it's not at all like Times Square.
Right.
It's Times Square if Times Square were 1/50th the size, but their version of Times Square, you've got all these vendors that have the blankets out with 100 pairs of sunglasses.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. And those guys I thought were a little kind of pushy and negative, but outside of that, I never saw a single person on the train or anywhere that seemed like they wanted to cause trouble.
Nice.
Seems like a very peaceful place. It's a very, very social culture.
Oh,
and
in what way?
In the way that, I mentioned people will go out at 9 or 10 for dinner. And you'll see consistently, if you're walking along the sidewalk at a restaurant, you'll see a group of 8 or 10 people, these big groups of friends, sitting and just eating and drinking, and no one is on their phones.
Okay.
And
nice.
No one is drunk or yelling or really loud. And it's just, it's a very social culture that cultivates a lot of social skills. No one's really glued to their screens, and it just feels to me, and a lot of my colleagues in the Madrid office corroborated this. So it's just that kind of a culture where your relationship with people means a lot. And I think part of its image too, you know, I mentioned before we recorded, people will walk around in t-shirts and in casual attire, but you'll see a lot of polos, a lot of a bit more dressed up. So I think people like to present themselves more, and I think their reputations matter to them. This is for the listener who maybe
is all you reading
from Madrid, and like, you know, and it's like none of this is true at all. This is just based on my casual observation and talking with my girlfriend who spent a little more time there. But that's the impression I got. And it doesn't seem like crime is very high anywhere in Madrid that I went. I think she'll be really safe. And in terms of the terrorism stuff, you know, I talked to my girlfriend about this a bit too. You know, when I left, the day I left, and I actually landed in London, gave a presentation in our London office.
Yeah, your schedule was insane. Yeah.
And then right after work, went straight to the airport to go to Madrid. So I was in London for a day. But the day I left the U.S. for London, I'm sitting at the airport terminal, and on the TV is Nice attacks in Paris, in France, not in Paris. And that was scary on one hand. But the thing that people should remember is that in France, their Muslim population, they have issues with their racial relations have problems.
Okay.
There are problematic racial tensions in
France. Right. Not so much in Spain.
What I'm trying to say. Right. And historically in Spain, definitely.
Yes.
Every cathedral you went to used to be a mosque.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The two largest cathedrals, I think, in the country we went to, and they both used to be mosques.
Oh, wow.
Until at some point the Catholic Church came in and was like...
The Inquisition.
Yeah.
No one expects it.
And actually, the reason that ham is so prevalent in Spain is due to racial tensions. Apparently, ham was curated more and more so that when they would serve ham, they would know if somebody refused that they were a Muslim. And that was their way of like persecuting.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So it actually impacted the diets. I don't know if that's 100% true, but it sounded pretty reasonable. And when you see how Catholic the country is, you know, I read a lot of history in a lot of the places we went, and there's a lot of examples of the Christians and the Catholics just being like, we're just going to take this over completely and be in charge.
They don't mind us. We're just the boss.
Yeah,
now.
The monarchy and everything. Like,
wow.
It's a very Catholic country. So interesting, though, socially. But no, currently, I don't think there's a whole lot of tensions in that way. You know, they're right across the strait from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to get along. I just don't think the terrorists.
So it was funny. You didn't have any worries. You didn't feel unsafe.
No, not
good.
From the locals. Not from terrorists. I just Madrid just felt like a mid-sized kind of city. Yeah. Even though it's about as, I think it's bigger than Chicago actually.
Now my daughter speaks fluent Spanish. I speak almost no Spanish.
Yeah.
Am I going to find people who speak English? Should I get one of those little? This is very one of those little English to Spanish books so I could try to communicate with my Spaniard hosts?
I think you'll be all right. They seem to speak, you know, I've been to multiple European countries.
Sure.
When I traveled to those countries, I was younger. So I think that probably I was with groups that took us to places that were more likely to speak English, but everyone in Spain pretty much seemed to speak it.
Okay.
I didn't get the sense that they all are as fluent as maybe if you go to Paris or... Because, you know, you think tourist spots in Europe, you think Paris, you think...
London.
London,
London's going to speak English.
Right.
Yeah.
Paris, Rome, Greece, Athens, things like that. You know, Madrid isn't probably, you know, maybe Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Madrid isn't necessarily as high up there, so I don't think
Berlin.
They're used to it as much. Yeah, but if you go anywhere near the center, you'll be fine.
Okay.
And as long as you know the...
We'll figure it out.
Well, you know the word cerveza.
That's beer. I know that.
I'll say some places it's hard to order food because there's a lot of Spanish food and I had no idea what it was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like at all.
How was the Spanish food?
It was good, but it was not a highlight. It was like I wouldn't say, oh, I want to go back to Madrid for the food.
Huh. Okay.
I didn't. I mean, we just didn't happen. And we ate out a lot, but you know, we when we bought meat at the grocery store and went home and, you know, would chop up
Did
a
you
thing.
Cook stuff?
We cooked a little bit.
Okay.
When we chopped up a thing of salami, I mean, delicious. I mean, the meat
nice.
Is extremely
really?
Good there. The
okay.
meat is very, very good. So eat as much meat as you can.
You know I love meat.
But a lot of stuff comes with potatoes, and I'm talking French fries. I'm talking other ways of cooking potatoes
really?
That I can't think
See,
of.
See, and I love potatoes, and
then
I love meat.
You'll
so
be
it
happy.
Sounds like I would love Spain.
So
what about
a,
seafood? Is there a lot of seafood in Spain or no?
We did not have a lot, but we heard the sushi's really good.
Really?
So check out the sushi,
Sushi in Madrid.
I know, right?
All right.
So there's a place in, and I can, I'll give you the names later when,
yeah,
I, when I find them, but there is a place in, where was it? In, there was a spot where we went and you would order a cerveza mm-hmm. and they'd give you a beer for €2.50, so like $3.
Okay.
And you'd get a beer and they would just give you a surprise potato dish.
Oh.
So, you
With
know,
every
I,
beer?
Yeah. So so we go up, I give him €5, which is about, you know, $6 or $7, and they give us 2 beers and like a plate of looked like poutine fries, basically.
Oh wow.
And then some kind of other potato based dish that was really, really good. So you get really full and it was dirt cheap.
That sounds good.
And that was really cool. That was actually within walking distance from the university. It was in Chambéry is the name of the neighborhood. So
okay.
it'll be near where your
that
daughter's staying,
familiar.
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, just use $2.50 for a bunch of random potatoes and a beer. This is pretty cool.
I like that. I like random potatoes
yeah,
and
the,
beer.
So you'll like the beer. The beer's all super light.
Okay.
And you don't pick a beer. You just say, give me una cerveza.
Okay.
So
and they give you whatever.
You know, I don't even know what I drank there. It's all really light.
Okay.
But if you just order, the thing
Same
isn't,
beer.
You know, they don't give you a list. It's not like, oh, the Stella or oh,
yeah.
You just
58 beers on tap.
Right, yeah. You say, give me a beer. You know, una cerveza, and they'll bring you a beer, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they're fine. Very light.
Okay.
So you'll be able to have 4 or 5.
16, 17.
16, 17, right. 20, 24.
Like so far, I'm liking Madrid.
So there's three things you do want to specify as their size. There's three words for size.
Okay.
You can remember these. There's caña or caña, like a can.
Okay.
It's like a glass of beer.
Caña.
Or tercio, which is a bottle.
Okay.
I don't remember. My girlfriend gave me some way to remember tercio, but I don't remember
tercio,
what.
Tercio.
I don't know.
Tercio.
You're not going to want that. You're just going to want to know grande or doble.
Oh, so
which means
big
large.
Or double.
Yeah. Just say grande.
Grande cerveza.
Every time.
Boom.
I drank a lot of grande cervezas and I didn't get drunk and I have no tolerance.
Grande cerveza. All right. Well, is there another, like, do they drink sangria? What else is prevalent?
You know,
there?
We didn't drink a lot of sangria. So
besides absinthe.
right.
Which makes my heart grow fonder.
Oh, man. You've been waiting for that one,
Jeez,
haven't you?
I let it go the first time.
You did.
I brought it back around.
So
because I knew people were anticipating it the first time. And they went, oh, really? He didn't take the low-hanging fruit? No, I circle back around when it's really rotted. That's when I knock that fruit out of the tree, when it's barely holding on and even the rats won't eat it. Go ahead.
So my girlfriend said that generally if you order sangria, you order it by the pitcher.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have much, but the
okay.
wine's really good and the wine is really cheap.
Yeah?
Really
oh,
cheap.
That'll make Debbie very happy.
Yeah. So if you want
to... How do I say, you know, big wine?
I don't know.
Grande wine.
Is it vino? I think it's...
Vino is, yeah, well, that's, yeah, something.
At least vino.
I'll just point to something.
They'll figure it out.
Like I'm some sort of animal. Oh, look at the American. Look at the American pointing to something.
With that sound effect.
Uh-huh,
that's what you sound like when you pull out a selfie stick.
Sure, because I want to be an ugly American.
Oh, God. Ugly Americans. Do you like Coke? Do you ever drink soft drinks?
Not anymore, but I have in the past.
Okay.
I did my share of damage to the cola industry.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Why?
All
What's
right.
going on with Coke?
Well, Coke tastes better in Europe.
Is it because it's real sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's real sugar and they do something else with it, but I don't like Coke.
Okay.
I've never liked Coke.
Really?
But I went over there and there was one drink and it just sounded refreshing. So I said, give me a Coke. I drank a Coke probably every day there.
Really?
Loved it.
Do they have ice for their beverages over there?
Yeah, they do ice.
They do ice,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a country that does ice.
Because I know some do not.
The hardest adjustment for you might be coffee.
Oh.
Because the coffee is way different there.
Okay.
So they pour, they brew the coffee like they brew espresso.
Okay.
But it's coffee. So it's super concentrated coffee.
Nice.
And this is where Americanos come from because quite literally at my the Madrid office, I would pour a thing of coffee. So I put the mug under the coffee machine, hit the coffee button, and it pours me like 3 shots of coffee.
Yeah.
And I would just pour hot water over it.
Oh, really?
So an Americano is basically, and if you get an Americano at Starbucks here, it's a little different, but basically it's really concentrated coffee and then a bunch of water to water it down.
Wow.
So when I was there, I actually only drank Cafe Con Leches, which is like their latte.
Coffee with cream.
But again, instead of espresso, it's coffee. So it's weird. So if you're not going to be able to go like a 7-Eleven or anything and say, give me a big cup of coffee.
Forget it trips off.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little weird and different.
That's
but
all right.
But you get used to that adjustment. But just know that ahead of time that you might want to get the Americanos.
Okay, yeah, because a straight up coffee will just be.
It can be a bit acidic. I think it bothered my stomach the first time I tried it. So
either a con leche or an Americano.
Yeah, those are the main differences for food and things.
That's good to know because I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So that's all right.
I told you.
Thank you. Listen,
you
I like this.
Bit.
I like the tips. So far, everything you're saying makes me think this will be wonderful.
It'll be wonderful.
It'll probably be wonderful.
I will tell you the most terrifying thing about Madrid.
Bulls just running rampant?
All everywhere.
Is that right?
Just goring.
I knew it. See?
I got gored 3 times.
I knew there was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And I don't have any tights. I don't have a red cape. And the only hat I have that looks semi-matadory is my old Mickey Mouse ears from my trip to Disney. So that probably won't work.
Well, if you wear those, you'll get gored by a giant cat.
They have those too?
Yeah.
Grande gato?
Grande gatos.
Oh, no. España. España.
Boy.
Yikes.
So you know the word for bathroom?
Baño.
So they also use a cerviso. Hold on, cerviso.
Sure,
because
that's
down.
Where you pee out the cerveza.
So servicio. That's like service, but with an E-I-O at the
cervicio.
End. So
servicio. Servicio.
So they.
Servicio or servicio?
Servicio. Servicio. Right. I don't have the accent.
They'll go Americano.
But, you know.
No, I just had one. That's why I need the servicio.
Ha ha!
Sir, what? My humor doesn't translate across the ocean any more than it translates here.
Oh, it'll be great. You'll get there and people will just look at you like,
maybe I'll be Spain's answer to Jerry Lewis.
Maybe.
What if I become an international superstar in Madrid? España, they think I'm el genius.
Well, then ship me over there.
I'm the most interesting man in España.
We can co-host a radio show where we speak Spanglish.
Oh, I would love to do mornings in Madrid. WBLL.
WBLL?
Bull. The bull.
Oh, the bull. WBLL, the bull.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns. See? Grande cerveza.
So you can ask for servicio if they don't know, but they'll know baño probably, but
servicio.
Not as used as right. Servicio. That's it. The other thing is traffic. Sorry. When you ask about restrooms,
yes.
One time we were in a little bar about the size of the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue.
Right.
And I didn't see a restroom everywhere, so I assumed they didn't have one.
Oh.
Not so.
Really?
Over in the corner, they had a little counter that I missed, and there's a staircase behind it.
Oh.
So a lot of the restrooms in some of these smaller places are in the basement.
Okay.
So just if you don't see one, just ask where it is.
And
they probably will have one.
I hope so.
That's probably
people don't just pee in the streets like animals, do they?
Well, not there. They do that in... You know, they do that in, I think, I want to say Paris.
I've heard that about Paris.
Yeah, they've got these stalls in the street.
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't count to that.
You walk in and you go into a little spiral and then you're in the middle and then you pee.
Wow. I don't want to do that at all.
Well, then don't go to Paris.
I'm not going to Paris. I'm going to Madrid.
Madrid is not in Paris.
No, that's not even close to Paris.
Right.
Paris is in France.
It is.
Madrid's in España.
You're getting better and better at this.
See, I'm global. I'm a global entertainer.
Here's what might freak you out is the traffic.
Yeah.
And it's not because they're bad.
I'm not going to drive.
Well, I know that, but pedestrian traffic.
Oh.
So here's... What you need to know this, because I know how you are with traffic, too. Because you've come back from a lot of places and said, these are the worst drivers in the world. I think
right.
You said that after Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico was dangerous.
You said that after...
New Orleans. Say it after Berwyn.
Right.
say it after Champagne. Say it pretty much any time I get in the car. Yep.
Right. So their traffic laws are the cars stop after the right turn. So let's say you're at a crosswalk and you're about to cross, and to your left there's a car pulling up and it's going to make a right turn.
Yeah.
It will make the right turn and stop at the crosswalk.
Make the right turn and stop at the crosswalk.
So think about it. They've got a green light, but they're not turning and pulling through the crosswalk. They're just turning right and pulling up to the crosswalk.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to explain.
I'm confused.
But if you're going to cross the street in Chicago and you see somebody behind you make a right turn, you know, they usually, they'll kind of pull up and then maybe go through, like if they've got a red light or something. Mm-hmm. In Madrid, they pull up. That's the only way I can explain it. You'll cross the street with a rock signal and you'll feel like you're going to get hit.
Right.
Because they'll pull up to the crosswalk really fast and stop there. Okay. But they are going to stop there. It's not like in the U.S. where you can make a right turn on red.
Okay.
They make the right turn, but they then have a red light that prevents them from crossing the crosswalk. So they're turning onto the next street,
mm-hmm.
but they stop on the street before the crosswalk.
All right. I'm going to have to see this.
You'll just have to see it, but just if you see that you're allowed to walk on the crosswalk and you feel like you're going to get hit by a car, you're not going to get hit by a car.
So don't bang on the hood and call them dirty Spaniards.
Correct.
All right.
Probably. Like, this is something that wouldn't bother my girlfriend or most people that travel more. But but to me, literally the first four times I crossed the street, I thought, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
This person. But crosswalks.
You son of a.
Crosswalks are real. There's very little jaywalking. And the other thing is there's very little jaywalking. So don't do the, like, Chicago City thing.
All right.
Where you're like, I'm from Chicago. I know when to cross the street.
Yeah, because
Yeah, right?
I've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, you go to New York, you can say, oh, I know how to cross the streets.
Right.
Bound across the lanes.
Ta-ta.
Haphazardly.
I do. I just wander out.
Go to other major cities. Go to L.A. Well, three-lane highway. I can cross this. No,
not
no, no.
in Madrid.
No. I mean.
All right. I'll respect their laws. Yeah. I'm a guest in their country.
People jaywalk, obviously, but it's not like people are hopping across everywhere like right. in Chicago. So just
I'll walk to the corner.
Just respect the traffic signals.
I will do that. I'll respect the traffic signals.
Don't get hit by a car.
Well, that's my goal anywhere, whether I'm in the U.S. or abroad.
I know, but then I can't do the Brian Noonan Show podcast.
That's true. Well, only if they kill me. If they just hurt me. I'll
yeah, but then
the
I'd have to do the Brian Noonan Show podcast, and I'd have to, like, roll you up the
I'd
ramp.
Be whining. Imagine the whining if I'm actually hurt.
Oh, dude.
The whining that you have to sit through now when I'm just aggravated.
Dude.
That'll be, dude.
That does not sound
you
good.
You say, all right, how do I avoid being the ugly American? That is,
do not,
that is key.
Do not bring a selfie stick.
Oh, you know I would never.
And don't be loud. Here's the problem with Americans is they, we were in Toledo. Which, by the way,
that's in Ohio.
So,
home
yeah,
of the Mudheads.
It was so strange that we took a day trip from Madrid to
that's
Ohio.
Weird.
I thought it was weird. My girlfriend said I go to Ohio
all
every time I'm over.
All the kids do it.
Yeah, she said when I was studying abroad in Russia, I took a day trip to Ohio, and I said I don't know why you did that. She said because Ohio's beautiful.
Sure it is. It's the Buckeye State.
Is it?
Yep.
Buckeyes, huh?
The Buckeye State. It's a nut.
What?
Yeah.
Phrasing.
Buckeye's a nut.
It wasn't me.
It was not phrasing there. It's a nut. If I said it's my nuts, then you could say phrasing.
There you go.
So you went to Toledo.
Toledo, Spain.
Toledo, Spain.
Is,
okay, I'm going to have to figure this all out.
Is this old city, we're talking like 1,000 years old, and it's
nice.
On the top of this big hill, and it's basically like a fortress.
Wow.
And there's a giant cathedral there. It's beautiful. And it's where they make all the swords.
Oh.
It was the sword manufacturing capital of basically Europe for 500
really?
Years or something.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so everybody that goes to Toledo gets a sword except me.
You didn't get a sword?
No.
To go with your dragon and everything else you have weirdly medieval in your apartment?
I know. We went late and a lot of places were closed.
Oh, no.
It was annoying.
How do you get a sword home, though? Through customs?
You could probably put it in your luggage.
Depends how big. You know, I would want one of those big, like, I want a big Ned Stark slaying sword.
Oh, a claymore.
I want a giant sword. A sword that's as tall as me.
Wow.
Or a dagger. Maybe you could just a dagger.
Maybe a dagger.
Yeah. Just stealthy. Come in here and just poke at people. So you went to this place. You didn't buy a sword. Disappointing. And yet there were Americans there.
So, and actually Toledo was on my list of cool places and things to do.
Yeah.
It's like a 90-minute bus ride or I think an hour high-speed train ride outside of Madrid. So it's a good day trip.
Good. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Get up early, go. The cathedral is mind-blowing. It's just one of those you walk in and you're like, I can't believe this exists.
Wow.
Kind of things.
Yeah.
Really cool. And it's on the top of this hill, and you're walking around in all these little side streets on this giant hill, and the place looks like it's 1,000 years old. You feel like you're in King's Landing.
Oh,
basically.
I like that.
Yeah. And all the doors, they have the big old wood Spanish doors.
Oh,
they're
cool.
10 feet wide, and it was cool. It was cool.
And you can get a sword.
And you can get a sword. It was the best part. But we went to the cathedral, then we went and grabbed a bite, and there's a table. We were outside on this beautiful top of this hill. There were 4 or 5 tables. We were the only people there. A couple people show up, and these are speaking Spanish, and they're speaking with their inside voices. And this woman comes up. Oh my God! Did you guys see that earlier? I just woke up. Oh my God! I just woke up. Have you finished your paper yet? So I'm working on it, and I'm researching this author, and my girlfriend and I are just sitting there like,
oh no,
why is this happening?
You're not representing us well.
Who is this person?
Yeah, where did you come from?
And then the server comes over, and she starts speaking Spanish to the server.
Oh.
And that was my moment of zen when I realized just because you speak more than one language doesn't mean you're not an idiot.
That's true.
So... valuable.
So always use your inside voice.
It's just be aware of
what if I buy a sword and I'm about to behead someone? Then can I let out a yell?
You have to scream that.
All right.
Other
than that, inside
you'll
voice.
Get hauled off by the Inquisition if you
sure,
don't.
If they think
they're not even around anymore.
What kind of guy are you?
It's be aware of your surroundings. It's just know where you are. Realize no one around you is screaming, and just kind of just try to fit in. Observe. You seem like a guy that observes.
I love that. That's my whole life is observing and commenting on, but I won't comment until I get back.
Yeah.
Maybe I make notes.
Yeah.
I use my phone to take little memos so I don't forget anything.
Some voice memos.
Yeah, voice memos. But yeah. No, I'm very good at decorum. I understand manners. I'm never going to have a selfie stick. But I worry. Here's the only thing I'd like to... not blend so much as to not stand out as being like overdressed or over casual. So, you know, it was very hot. Do European men wear shorts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they wear gym shoes?
Yes.
Like what kind of, if you're wearing shorts, do I have to have some fancy loafers?
Nah.
What do I wear?
You can wear dress.
What about hats?
I've seen you dress.
Yeah.
I've seen you wear clothes before.
Yeah, I do wear clothes sometimes.
At least twice.
Yep.
Over the last
by I have
eight,
them.
The last 8 years, probably 3 or 4 outfits I've seen you wear.
That's all I have, 3 or 4 outfits.
Yeah, all of those outfits are fine.
Okay, good.
You'll be
fine. So perhaps the way I'm dressed tonight in a polo and some nice fitted shorts, they're not big baggy cargo shorts.
You'll be perfect. It's not a different planet. It's just...
Well, I know, but some places they dress, you know, some places, like, can you... If I'm going on this day trip to Toledo and I want to see the cathedral, can I enter the cathedral wearing shorts?
Yeah.
Or do I have to wear... Because there have been some places... in fact, where Molly, I think on one of Molly's trips, they said in certain areas you have to wear pants or you have to do this.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm always, you know, I don't want to go and hope, ooh, because I think seeing a cathedral would be wonderful. And I like going to museums for short amounts of time.
Sure.
I like to see a lot of different things. Some things hold my attention more than others.
Sure.
But yeah. I don't want to get to a place and then go, oh, sir, I'm sorry, you are not allowed to come in because you're not wearing dungarees.
No, we actually got in the cathedral said no tank tops.
Okay.
Everyone there was in a tank top.
Really? I'm not wearing a tank top.
And my
top.
Girlfriend was even in a tank top that like kind of cuts off, shows the midriff.
Holy Moses.
Kind of, I know.
That is sacrilegious.
It was, yes.
You didn't take her in a pew, did you?
I.
That would be ungodly. Sacrilegious.
Would be a little
thousand-year-old. You're in a thousand-year-old cathedral. Banging away like monsters.
Goring. Like monsters.
Goring each other.
Oh my God.
Goring her.
Oh, boy.
So, all right. So it's casual, but now you go out, you dress it up a little bit.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You know, I didn't wear jeans the whole time.
No. Well, not when it's 100 and some odd degrees.
Some people did. I don't know how
they're European.
I saw guys walking around in full business suits.
Yes, they're European. They're used to that.
I can't.
That's not my game.
Overall, it's a conservative country.
Okay.
Our office, our Madrid office, everybody wore a shirt and tie.
Oh.
And that's not how we roll in Chicago.
Uh-uh.
So just to show a little bit of
the
contrast. But and the other thing I was going to say for you to visit, you talked about wanting to see cool things
and stuff. I do like to see cool things.
There's a palace right there in Madrid. You got to see the Royal Palace.
I'd like to see that.
I didn't see it.
Why not? Because you were there for 2 weeks.
I know. Uh-oh. We just had other stuff that we did. We did other stuff.
I understand. You had to meet up with your Pokemon Go folks.
I had to meet up with Pokemon
Go. Sure, you can't go. I could see the palace, or I could do what guys are doing in Wicker Park. Same thing.
Yeah, but it was cooler in Madrid.
Well, sure, everything's cooler
in Madrid.
It was
actually hotter in Madrid. It'd
be fun.
But I didn't make it, but my girlfriend did and said it was really cool. So there is a palace. Well, we went to the museum and we saw some really cool exhibits and we spent all day there and then we were exhausted. Okay. Our ticket came with a pass to the palace. We said, well, we'll go to the palace later, but we had other plans. There were like 4 more days in the trip or 5 and we had plans every day. So we just. But she went and loved it. So there's a palace there. And next to the palace is Buen Retiro Park.
Okay.
And that was unbelievably beautiful. It's a 350-acre park in the middle of the city.
Wow.
And it's
huge.
Unbelievably beautiful. We spent 2 full days just sitting around.
Really?
It has a Retiro pond, this giant man-made pond that's in the middle. You can take a rowboat out on it, and it's really scenic and beautiful. There are playgrounds. There's a forest in part of the park. There are street performers everywhere. There's fountains. There's art exhibits. There's this big glass building called the Crystal Palace with art installations in it. Gardens, statues, just the trees and the floor. It's unbelievably beautiful.
Wow.
And it's just a giant park in the middle of the city.
Jeez.
So you can go for free, and you can go there every day. Like I said, we went – the first time we went there, we just laid around and we were reading. She heard a guy play – there was like a quartet of guitars just like practicing nearby, and they played some American song that she was really a big fan of, and that she got a kick out of that. And then 20 minutes later, I was reading A Dance with Dragons, the Game of Thrones book, fifth book in the Song of Ice and Fire series. I was reading the book, and a guy on accordion 20 feet away started playing the Game of Thrones TV theme.
Oh, geez.
And it was just like – it was awesome.
That's wild.
So relaxing and cool. And the real other reason I bring that up besides go there is that there was an American family there too.
Oh, okay.
That was – we got a nice little spot by a tree right next to the pond. We were reading. Beautiful 100-degree day. We're enjoying ourselves, and this – These two older couples and their kids run around playing, and the guy sits there and started talking about what it's like to kill a rat or something loudly, just something about like butchering rodents or something.
Oh,
and I'm just like, why are you, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's a beautiful moment in time, and you're a terrible American, and I want you to go away. So just don't talk about awful, stupid things, and just don't be dumb.
I don't do that here.
I don't think it's that they were Americans. I just think that there were just some stupid Americans.
They're just boorish.
It's really boorish.
Now, see, the only thing that is making me hesitate about this is because of our schedules, it's going to be a very short trip.
Sure.
Like, we'll be in Madrid for 3.5 days.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a lot of time. But on the flip side, you can see a number of things in 3 days. Because I'm one of these guys on vacation, I'll go till I drop.
Yeah.
To, you know, if I know I only have a couple days here, we're going to go. We're going to get up early. We're going to go to this. We're going to do this. You know, I can sleep on the bus. If I need to take a quick nap, we'll go. We'll eat. We'll drink. We'll be merry. And then, because we're, the way it looks now, we get in at like noon on Monday and we leave at noon on Friday.
All right.
So
I would suggest, I would definitely hit Buen Retiro Park.
Okay.
It's amazing.
There's a bunch,
and there's some museums, and the palace is right there.
Okay.
So you could do those probably both in a day. And in the park, I mean, honestly, we were outside reading in the park till after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Because the sun stayed up that late.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll be like that in October.
You know, I can't read, so that's
Well, there's
out.
That too. Sure. So. But what I'm saying is it stays late later.
Right.
So you can stay
so
out.
So I'll be fooled. And because I'm not going out till 1 a.m.
Exactly.
Which will then, I think, negate me getting up really early to do so. So I'll balance it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
I think you'll be fine. But, you know, you can hit the kind of downtown-y stuff. If you want to do Toledo for a day trip, it's just awesome. It's close. It's
It sounds like it's close.
The cathedral's unbelievable.
That would be
and
cool.
And you just walk in and you're like, how does this? Because you've never been to Europe then.
No.
Dude.
No. See?
Then I would 1,000 times say you've got to go to Toledo.
Okay.
I would say it's a must for you.
All right.
Like, just
Just to go, because it's 1,000 years old.
But these cathedrals, man, I mean, you've never seen anything like it.
I can't imagine.
You can't even, yeah.
And I feel bad. That's one of my regrets, is that I have not been to Europe or out of the country other than to Mexico and Canada. But
that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, you got to, you know, so it's like, all right, we're going to go. And even if I only go this time for 3 days. Then, okay, next time I'll go for longer, or, you know, I'll go somewhere else.
And you'll learn whether you love it and you want to do more, or if you're just like, I can't take this.
Yeah. No, I'm, you know, because I want to go. Here are my list. I definitely want to go to Ireland because I still have family there. So we're planning that after Molly graduates, like if there's time before she starts her first job, or even at some point while she's working her first job, after she graduates, we're going to go to Ireland.
Nice.
I want to go to Australia and Fiji. I want to go to Italy. And I think those are the main places I want to go.
I also want to go to Australia.
Really?
Let's talk to promotions.
Yeah, that would be great.
They can send us. We'll
turn this. We go down under to turn the world upside down.
Oh, my only thing about Australia is they've got 8-inch spiders.
So,
dude, are you really? You're not afraid of an 8-inch spider?
No, because I figure I could step on it.
I would die.
No,
I would literally die.
Snakes and rodents I don't like. Spiders don't scare me.
8 inches?
8 inches don't scare me. That's what she said.
Ha ha!
Phrasing. So, yeah, well, this is great information. And I'm glad you had a good time, and I am happy to have you back. I don't know why you thought I was being hard on you at the beginning of the podcast.
No, I thought you were being hard on the podcast for... For it being a little like
I'm always hard on the podcast.
Uncoordinated with the camera.
That's every week. I have not become comfortable with that portion of the podcast at all.
Oh, okay.
So no, it's not, because I never know if we're on. Then I'm trying to watch it on Facebook and everything freezes up and I don't think it's working. And then I see comments and then I don't see them anymore. And the whole thing is just baffling to me. And by baffling, not that I'm too dumb to understand it. Baffling meaning, what the hell are we doing?
It is it's a little weird.
It's weird. So I don't, you know, that, no. That's just how it is every week with this. I like it, and people seem to like it, which is odd because we get a lot of views every week.
Yeah.
And people seem to comment, and they enjoy it. And I enjoy, in that sense, I'm like, well, if people like it, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, let's give it to them. Give the people what they want. But it seems funny to me that we've been doing it now for 8 weeks, maybe 7-8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we still every time we start it, it's the same thing. Like, are we on? Is this working? Is the camera set up? Like, we got to figure out the camera angle and then remember it. So like next Sunday, we don't go, what we had. I don't know what happened. We had something.
Well, the problem is trying to get, because you can't get Roger in the frame unless you get the back of my head, but he leaves after 10 minutes.
So it doesn't make sense to try to, and I don't know if we sat him over there.
You might have sat him differently.
If we seat him in a different position.
Next week,
or if I sit in the big chair like I always do, and you sit here, and then he sits over there maybe.
Here's what we do.
Yeah.
Next week, you and I both sit behind the board and share a mic.
That would be so uncomfortable. That would not. Now, Roger can sit with you for 10 minutes and share a mic.
Roger can dress up like Santa Claus. I'll sit on one of his legs.
That'd be nice, yeah.
It'll be great.
Sure, people will have absolutely no uncomfortable feelings watching that at all.
Everybody walking by the Showcase studio will have to make up their own story.
Wait, what's going on in there? What's going on? Almost like they do when it is really Christmas here and just Santa's groin is in the studio.
That's so weird.
I can't wait for that.
Why'd you have to remind me that
because
happens?
Because I look forward to it every year. It'll be coming up soon. So overall, you had a wonderful time?
Yeah.
Did you? And you're happy to be back in America? Did you kiss the ground when you got off the plane?
No, because I had to go to work the next day. It was cool. I learned a lot of Spanish that I'm now going to try to take some classes to learn some more. Because my girlfriend is a PhD in Spanish. Like, you know, I want to be able to talk to her.
She speaks English, though. Well, because I've communicated with her, so she does speak English.
She is American and speaks English.
I'm not building a wall. I wasn't questioning her citizenship. I was just stating that she does speak English.
The most important part was that we got back and we still like each other.
That's always a good sign, because if you travel with someone, you really learn if you like them or not. Let me ask you this, since I jokingly brought up the wall, how is America perceived in Madrid? Should I tell them I'm Canadian? Or a Nova Scotian?
I don't think that we are disliked, but we were, after we left Labsynth, we met a couple.
Oh, that was the Absinthe bar.
Yeah, after our Hard Screw Founder. Right. We met a group of 20-somethings, and one of them did ask, what is the deal with Donald Trump? Why are you people supporting him?
And you just, what do you mean, you people? You get all, ooh.
I did. I snapped at him a couple times.
Did the head swerve. What do you mean, you people?
And then we rap battled.
Did you really?
It was great.
Wow. That is crazy. In like Eminem.
In Spanglish.
Did you? I was going to ask if you did it in Espanol.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, is there Espanol a lot different than a South American Espanol? Like if I were to wander into Tijuana and Madrid in the same week?
So I actually really, really dislike the Madrid accent. They speak with a lisp.
Certainly.
Quite literally. Did I talk to you about this before?
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
That's crazy.
No. Literally, they say me gusta.
Me gusta?
Me gusta, Barcelona.
Barcelona?
But like, Barcelona. It's very...
Sí, sí.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
Say. What's up?
Nothing.
How does the whole country have a speech impediment?
Is
what's going on?
It is annoying to me.
All right. Well, I'll find that.
It's the accent. It's not a lisp.
What did you tell the 20-something who was, painting all Americans with the same brush?
The same thing I told the Irish cab driver about George Bush when I visited Ireland in 2007, where he's like, so what do you think of that guy over there? You just immediately say, oh, can't stand him. Don't worry. It's not everybody. Blah, blah, blah.
Not everybody.
Because in 2007, cab driver,
yes.
We said we're American. He's like, so, what do you think of your president over there? And we both were just like, oh, we don't like him. And he was just like, he's an idiot. And he starts screaming about how much he hated it. Because we were not well-liked internationally at that time. And remember President Obama's apology tour?
Right.
It was legit. Like, if you went to Europe, people would be like, why are you here? You're American. Like, we don't like you.
Wow.
It actually does have an impact. And so
it's
not
happening anymore?
Not right now, no. I think, depending on who wins the election, it could change some things. But, like, there are,
I'm going before the election.
Yeah. Trump is being reported on. I mean, they know about him, and they know what he's saying, and they're looking at America and being like, how is this guy so popular?
Yeah.
And it has actual physical repercussion. Like, people don't think of this, but, I mean, if you go over to Spain or somewhere and people look at you and say, oh, you like Donald Trump, that's just something to them about you.
I will not bring my Make America Great Again hat then.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No?
I wouldn't do that.
I only wear Trump shirts and ties. Is that going to bother anyone? I was planning on getting an orange spray tan before I went over.
Somebody was cosplaying as Donald Trump at Gen Con.
How awful.
I don't know why.
Did they get bludgeoned?
No, it was a half cosplay. It was half Donald Trump, half Two-Face.
Oh, okay.
From Batman. It was like a Harvey Dent Trump.
All right, that makes sense.
Some weird thing. One other thing, you gotta inundate your daughter with this. Smoking is big over there.
Really?
Cigarette smoking is very big over there. Now, not indoors.
Okay.
Which is great, but on the streets and on the sidewalks, you can't walk a block without passing by
somebody. And are people just flicking their butts?
I think so, and that's why because Karen and Jerry both said, they said, it's such a clean city. It's pristine and clean. Maybe it's because I saw some cigarette butts. I don't think it's quite as clean as Chicago.
Very
clean overall, but I think there's some cigarette butts flying around. And smoking's big. So make sure you tell your daughter, no smoking. Get out those DARE brochures.
Yeah, no smoking.
Get out the DARE propaganda.
Just go and drink absinthe.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you.
They don't card anywhere.
No? Well, like, what's the drinking age?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They didn't card us once, so I don't even know.
Well, it should be 20. I'm sure that's probably...
That's probably 18 or 19
close,
or 20 or something.
I would imagine. So,
but people drink there earlier. So,
oh, really?
I did not see a single...
Earlier in life or earlier in the day?
Earlier in life.
Okay.
Everybody drinks throughout the day because the beers are so light.
I love it.
But nobody...
Grande cerveza.
2 weeks, I didn't see a single drunk person.
Really?
Not one drunk person. Nobody stumbling, nobody belligerent, yelling. And that doesn't mean no one in Spain ever gets drunk, but 2 weeks there, I didn't see a person getting crazy. You know, it's a different drinking culture than here.
Were people taking pictures of their food like they do here in America?
Just me.
All right.
Lots of pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to frame some of them, put them up on the walls here.
Well, taking pictures is fine. I plan on, I'm there 3.5 days. I'm going to take as many pictures as I can.
Take a lot of pictures.
That'll be my camera.
Do all those things.
Yeah. I'll do that.
And take some selfies, but not with a selfie stick.
Hmm? It's me with a sword. Ha! It's me killing a goat. Why would I go to Spain and kill a goat?
I don't know.
I get a job working at a goat slaughterhouse.
Well, so you can do that after your morning radio show.
Right. You got to have, listen, radio there doesn't pay very much.
Probably not.
Nothing probably pays a lot.
Not right now, no.
There's a man in a very tiny bow tie, and you know how much I like bow ties, but his bow tie is tiny.
Oh, that's very nice. Take the trains while you're there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Just take the public transit.
Just do something.
It's fast, it's quiet, it's reliable, it's clean, it's amazing.
Okay.
It made me embarrassed for the L.
Really?
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... And I was complaining about it to one of my friends at Gen Con.
Yeah.
The first text message I got from my girlfriend when she landed was the CTA always this dirty and smelly? The very first text message. I'm telling you, Brian, it's...
Because you know how much I hate public transportation. But I will take public transportation in Madrid.
In Madrid, it's wonderful.
Now, you said Toledo is you can't take public transportation. You can take another train.
You can take there's a bus that I think is an hour and a half, or there's a train that's 40 minutes. They have these high speed trains.
I like the sound of that.
Dude, this is a terrible story about the high speed train.
Fun fact, terrible story.
Yeah, we also went to Sevilla for 2 days because I have a friend that lives there. Actually, oh. I have to give a shout out to my friend Catherine. Runs a blog called Sunshine and Siestas.
Okay.
My friend Catherine went to middle school or grade school with me, graduated from the somewhere like Wheaton or something, but Northern Illinois girl, so from around Chicago.
Right.
Graduated college from University of Iowa, moved to Spain,
okay.
And she's lived there ever since.
Nice.
So
wow.
She runs a blog called Sunshine and Siestas, nice Midwest girl with all the same background as a lot of our listeners or us, but moved to Spain. And she's got a place in Sevilla, knows the town real well, yeah. So we went and visited her. But she gave us lots of good tips and info. And nice. if you're curious to learn more about kind of acclimating yourself to Spanish culture or what it's like to be an expat there or an American there, it's a really cool blog. Just Sunshine and Siestas. Yeah. If you Google, I think, Spain travel blog or something, she's like the top result.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's very cool. And she hosted us in Sevilla for a couple days. Well, when we came back, we wanted to catch the last high-speed train to Madrid. 2.5 hours. Cool. Very fast.
Right.
The last high-speed train to Madrid that night was booked. So we had to take an overnight bus, a six-hour overnight bus.
No.
We sat in the very last row.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
And I slept for about a half hour, and then the engine got hot. And then I got hot.
You were sitting over the engine?
And then I wanted to die. And I felt like I was in hell for 3 hours.
Oh my God, that sucks.
It was awful. It was the worst.
Oh.
And then the next, and when we, because we got to Madrid at 6 a.m., my flight left 4 hours later, or 6 hours later. So I took a 2-hour nap, packed, went straight to the airport. It was the worst ending to the trip ever. But the high speed train 2.5 hours, bus 6 hours.
That doesn't make any
sense.
The
trains are super fast.
All right,
I mean, they go 120 miles an hour.
Well, I want to get on that super fast train to go to Toledo.
So, yeah, so to Toledo, 20, 30
so
bucks.
So we can go there in the morning, see the cathedral and things, and then zip back and still do stuff in the afternoon in Madrid.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, everybody's out till after 8 or 9 because it's still late.
Well, that's fine. Oh, that's cool. Doing stuff. Does stuff close early? Like, the touristy stuff. If I went to the palace, what, do they close at, like, noon?
They vary really wildly.
Okay.
So I would check that. The cathedral closes relatively early, so we wanted to get there earlier.
Do some stuff in a
moment. I would also say, in terms of closing stuff, so the marketing coordinator in our Madrid office said siestas are a myth. Okay. It's not a thing. Nobody goes and closes and takes 2 hours.
Not according to your friend's blog. There's sunshine and siestas.
I know, right?
Two things.
Both of those things I found in Madrid.
I anticipate seeing both of them.
So in the corporate world, maybe not, but retail, tons of retailers do this in restaurants. We went to a bunch of comic book shops. We were doing some research on some stuff. It doesn't matter. I wanted to find a t-shirt that said Juego de Tronos, which is Game of Thrones in Spanish. And they market it as Juego de Tronos in Spain. And I really wanted a shirt that said it with the Spanish. Couldn't find one.
Oh.
So anyway, but all these comic book shops.
That's El Cedo.
I think it's Listo is sad.
I'll look it up.
I'm going to call that on that. But a lot of places like that are open from 10 to 2 and then 5 to 8 or 5 to 9.
Wow. So they do take that 3-hour break.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we? So not everything closes.
No, lots of restaurants are open.
Did you go and take a nap during that time? Or?
In the corporate job, we didn't do that.
Right.
Which is sad.
That is sad. During your touristy time, did you take that nap?
When we were in the park, we took naps. We took naps here or there.
Here or there, wherever, in a cathedral.
We didn't really have set hours.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds very free flowing.
It's very free flowing.
Sounds like I may be up for 3.5 days.
Yeah.
I may not want to sleep.
If you're going to go to Europe, why just do it up?
Yeah, why sleep? It's like Vegas. It's like Vegas, only a lot more expensive. But it doesn't seem... The only thing that's expensive is getting there and back. It seems like, as the research I've done, once you're there, food is relatively affordable or reasonable. And then, like, hotels were very reasonable.
Food is much more reasonable than other parts of Europe.
Okay.
Like, if you go to London or places... Actually, Ireland... And the United Kingdom in general, eating out is quite pricey.
Hmm.
Like really pricey. Okay. So,
but not so much in Madrid.
Nah, Madrid was fine. And if you're really hungry, honestly, and this is going to sound dumb, but if you are finding your portions aren't big enough or you want to eat more, find a Burger King.
Yeah.
Or find, where did I put that? Go to a Turkish place.
Really?
We found a Turkish place, and we were able to get like a giant falafel plate for €6 or something like that. No, wow. it was like $5 or $6, I think, after the conversion.
Well, Joey Gelman, who was in for you while you were gone, had spent a semester in Madrid.
Yeah.
And he was talking about some town with free tapas. That was his claim to fame. He loved telling us about that town. But it doesn't sound like I'll be getting there to that town for free tapas. So I'll have to pay for my tapas. That's all right.
Yeah, do a day of stuff in the center of Madrid, a day in Toledo, and then you got a third day to do whatever.
Third day to just get hammered.
Maybe you'll even invite your daughter to hang out with you.
If she wants to,
maybe she'll say yes.
Yeah, maybe she won't have class and she'll want to do something. You know, if not, well, we tried. I'm sure somebody texted in earlier that, you know, when you visit, they visited their kid while they were studying abroad and took them and their friend out to dinner, and that was, you know, it was a big deal. So I don't. She's living with another girl from Tulane, and I'm sure she will be meeting all sorts of lovely Spaniards and other people.
Dude, Spaniards are hot.
Are they?
They're so hot.
Maybe I leave the wife at home.
Guys and girls.
Maybe I bring her with. Let her go her own way.
What is that?
I don't know. She'd go look at hot Spanish dudes, and I'll ogle hot Spanish ladies. The girl from Ipanema might walk by.
Ooh.
That's right.
Where's Ipanema?
I think that's in Brazil.
Is it?
It is.
No. I'm not going there.
No. Get the Zika.
Get the Zika. Get the gun. Get the bullet.
Yeah, I want nothing to do. Next week we'll have to talk about the Olympics because it's all wrapping up by next week.
I'll be sad.
Will you?
Yeah, I like the Olympics.
I've been enjoying them. You know what I like? I like the color scheme of the Brazil Olympics. I like that green and the colors are just very calming to me, even though I know the country is in upheaval and there's all sorts of horrible things happening. I'm calmed by the color scheme.
Just think, it could have been in Chicago this year, Brian.
Yeah.
Just think of how great that would have been. And then realize how wrong you are.
Yeah.
Because it would have been awful.
You know what's fascinating? If you want to see what can really happen to a city, watch Real Sports on HBO. They're doing an Olympic city thing. It was based, you know, they started out in Rio and talking about all the things, but then they went to Beijing and where were the, and Sochi
yeah.
and stuff. And they talk about the impact of these the games on different cities. It's fascinating. And I watched it, and I actually tweeted out that, hey, still disappointed about Chicago not getting the Olympics? Watch HBO's Real Sports and see.
I saw that. I was going to say, is any of it positive?
No.
I didn't think, because it's pretty much proven that the Olympics is awful for any host city.
Right, and that the IOC is corrupt in the way they do business to get the bids and things like that. And the IOC preaching about the Olympics being a wonderful thing about sportsmanship in the world, and yet then going to all these countries that violate human rights and everything, but those countries know how to put on the games because their people can't object to anything. So the citizenry, we don't like the Olympics. Guess what? We've cleaned out everybody.
Which I got to ask, if the Olympic Committee is so corrupt and there's so much corruption, how did Chicago not get it? How can another city be more corrupt than us?
Rio, Brazil.
That tells you something about Brazil. Yeah.
Tells you something
Rio.
About Brazil. Tells you something about the IOC. Tells you something about a lot of different
things. They outdid Chicago.
But do yourself a favor and watch that.
All right.
It's very, very interesting.
I'll check it out.
Very interesting. All right. I think we have covered a lot. I want to thank you, seriously, for all this information. This is very cool. Was there anything else you wanted to hit on before we...
No, I think I hope that was helpful. I know it was kind of a random
It was very helpful.
Information.
I'm going to take your outline. Or you can send me notes.
Outline, that's fine. I have drink a lot of water here, but I'm not sure if that's because it was 103 degrees.
I think it's always a good idea to drink a lot of water.
It's dry, but it's not Las Vegas dry.
Okay.
It's not like your skin's going to fall off like in Nevada. So
I like the wine and the light beer.
Definitely, yeah. You'll drink a lot of those.
I apologize for yawning.
I feel like your numbers are going to be different. Like,
what do you mean?
For whatever your points. The points for what
you
eat. Oh,
I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to try to eat well. I'll work real hard before I go because I have to. I'm trying to lose 10 to 15 pounds anyway before the show opens.
Mm.
Tony and Tina's.
Yeah.
TonyLovesTina.com and use the promo code Noonan10.
I will.
It saves you $10 on a ticket.
That's
I'm just trying
I
to help. I'm not at gunpoint forcing people to come to the show, but. When I go on vacation, I try to be sensible, but I'm not going to be, I can't have, this meat because it's, if I walk up a hill to a 1,000-year-old city, and after I buy a sword and see a cathedral, I want to sit down and have a little lunch, why not? I'm sure people would imagine in good shape over there. I always picture Europeans as being in very good shape.
Actually, yeah.
So... the food must be okay, or they just don't eat a lot of it.
This was actually super bizarre. The first few days I was there, I would eat the equivalent of a bag of chips for dinner and be full.
Really?
I don't know if it was the climate or what, but it just messed with my appetite. And only after 3 or 4 days did I start to eat more and more.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is. It might have been the heat, like I said.
Yeah.
But something.
Do they have bidets?
No.
Okay.
And we walked around a lot.
So you were, yeah.
So it's not like we were just sitting around, but yeah.
It was all the potatoes with your beer.
I guess. But for some reason, just really full really quickly. So,
great.
Maybe.
Looking forward to that. Did you get a tapeworm or something? Is that the problem?
I couldn't.
No, because you'd be more hungry.
Well, I'm a tapeworm charmer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Wow. That is a reference from 6 years ago.
Yeah. It's all a callback.
Well,
the whole life is a callback. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you. Thank you for all the information. You'll be back again. When do you leave town again? Tuesday?
I'm out of vacation days till December. I think I'm in the red at my day job. I think if anybody looks at my vacation hours balance, they're going to say, hey, Cody, it's time for a meeting with HR.
Yeah.
Why do you have -3 weeks vacation time? Well, I got a little carried away this summer.
It does sound like you have a lot of vacation.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
All right. Well, good. Well, we're glad to have you back.
No, it's good to be here. I the one thing I missed about Chicago is WGN.
Oh.
Everything else was with me. I have my girlfriend, so I'm not going to miss that.
Exactly. We're lucky you came back.
I missed Final Fantasy XIV a little as well.
All right. Do they have video games over there?
They're not really big over there, but Pokemon Go was released the Monday I got there.
Okay, so that just went crazy.
So it went crazy, and then they had the, by the second week there, they had the 5,000-person meetup or whatever. It got really big, but you'd see families walking together playing it,
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It seemed to me that in social situations, I'd never saw a table where you see, like in America, you see two people sitting with each other just on their phones.
Yeah.
You know, I live next door to Lou Malnati's in Lincoln Park.
Right.
Just the other day, a dad and two kids, all three of them just sitting back on their phones.
That bothers me.
It's like, yeah, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you even with these people?
Yeah.
Didn't see that a single time in Madrid. It just seems like a social...
Well, good. And plus, who am I going to call? I'm in Madrid.
Exactly.
The two people I want to talk to are with me.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, and me, but...
Well, yeah, but I'll tell you everything when I get back. That's the beauty of this.
Because you won't miss any weeks, so you'll have to tell me.
No, I'm not missing any show. Well, yes, I will miss one show.
Oh, okay.
The show, the day we leave, I'll miss a show.
Oh, you would leave Sunday?
I'd leave on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And come back on Friday.
Perfect.
So... Because I've got, yeah, so there's a chance I'll miss one show. But
well, I hope you make it happen. You really should. And
we're going to try. We're going to do our best. If not, she's going, and I'll have good tips for her to give to you.
There you go.
All right, so thank you for this. Thank you for listening to the web-exclusive podcast. Don't forget to Game Life Balance is Cody's other podcast. You can go there. You can listen to that.
His on WGN Plus.
On WGN Plus. Ours is on WGNRadio.com, of course. The Brian Noonan page. Follow us on social media. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. Producer Cody on Twitter and
Facebook.
And Facebook. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You got all the information.
You hit everything.
You know how to get a hold of us. We are accessible. We are here for you. And thank you, as always, for listening and for your support. And now I'm done.
It was fun.